Hey, Jake Matthews calling.
Jake Matthews, how are you, buddy?
Good, man. How are you? Is this on?
It is. It's been a long, long time.
It's probably, what, 20 years?
Shush, Jake. Don't do that to us.
I know.
My gosh.
Okay, I won't go down that road.
Where's home, Jake?
Home is Calgary.
How did you fare through the deep freeze?
Good. Fared through the deep freeze well, and I'm actually in Nashville, so I flew into Nashville yesterday, so now I'm having to go through this deep freeze that they're having out here, which is insane.
I saw a tweet from Andrea Pearson the other day. It was on Sunday, yeah. And there was a skiff of snow like I've never seen before. Like, it looked like somebody just threw some flour down on the grass, and school was canceled.
Well, there's a lot more than that right now.
I mean, oh, you got a lot more,
actually.
Did you?
Oh, there's a lot more snow out here than there's about probably the same amount we have in Calgary right now.
No kidding. Crazy. And that's crazy strange for Nashville.
Very, very strange. I mean, I was flying in last night and everything was like just covered. It looked like I was landing in Canada. It did not look like I was landing in Nashville.
Did this plane take a detour to Winnipeg?
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, it's a very odd sight out here, that's for sure.
Very cool to catch up. And you mentioned 20 years.
Yeah.
Looking back, did you ever think when you got started doing this country music thing that you'd be still here talking to radio guys 20 years later?
Well, you know, I guess you can never really plan for it, but I'm sure glad I am. You know, it's something that I've always wanted to do. So to be able to have any kind of longevity in the music business, you know, I take that as a plus, and just, you know, happy to still be able to record and release music.
If there's somebody listening right now who's looking at getting into the music business, maybe you could share a couple of secrets on longevity.
Wow. The number one thing is just to love it. I mean, you really have to love, you know, writing or singing or performing, because at the end of the day, that's really what's going to drive you. I mean, you can't really go into the music business just, you know, hoping to make a bunch of money, because the money is not a guarantee, as we all know in this business. So, just really, I mean, especially for the young artists that are just starting out, the best thing to do is just to, if you want to be a writer, just write every day and write with as many people as you can to just to get more, you know, comfortable with it and just kind of find your own voice. And then on the performing side, just get out there and play for as many people as you can, as often as you can. There's really no better way than getting out there and just, you know, just doing the reps. And the more you do it, the more you'll, like I said, just find your own voice. And that's the other important thing. It's just find what makes you unique and just kind of lean into it.
Let's talk about the new single. I took a listen to it this morning, and as soon as I fired it up, it's called We Sing Songs. I thought, yeah, that's Jake, all right. Keeping it country. Your sound hasn't changed over the years. Jake Matthews sounds exactly like Jake Matthews.
Well, I think I kind of probably just speaks to what I just said. I think it's, you know, it's really who I am and you know, a style that I've loved since the beginning. So, and it's interesting because that's a song that I wrote quite a while ago, probably over 10 years ago, I would say. And I was listening through some of my older catalog. Like we've said, it's been, you know, I've been at it for over 20 years now, and I think I've written probably like 700 or 800 songs by now. So
my gosh, really?
Yeah, I think so. Probably around that. So I go back often and listen to some of the older songs that I've written, and that one just really stuck out. And I've always loved it, and I love the idea of it, where it's, you know, we're all a little different, but we're all the same when we want to get together and you know, have a beer and have some fun and just find the common ground. So I just love the idea of it, and I thought I'd bring it back. And yeah, it was a lot of fun to record.
It is a great tune. Let's talk about your 2024. What have you got lined up?
Well, so far, just I'm getting some shows booked for the summer, so nothing that I can absolutely say, you know, confirmed yet. But I do have, I guess, the next thing around the, you know, our neck of the woods is it Lacombe? At the Track On 2. I'll be there on February 14th doing a little acoustic show with Alex Hughes.
Oh, very cool.
So that's where people can see me next. But otherwise, they can, you know, check out my website, jakematthews.com, and I'll be posting the shows that I have coming up over the summer that I'm currently working on.
Very cool. Nice to catch up with you for just a little bit. I really appreciate you calling into the Windspeaker Radio Network, and I'm guessing you've got some shoveling to tackle now, huh?
Yeah, shoveling and songwriting. That's what I've got on the books for the next week.
Hey, there you go. There's a song right there, a song about shoveling snow, dude. You can't get any more Canadian than that.
See, you know, it just falls out of you.
I'm shoveling. Yes, indeed, I'm shoveling. I get a writing credit.
I get a writing credit. On that one. Yeah. I don't know. You just wrote it, so you give me the credit.
Jake, I appreciate the chat, man. Thank you so much, and all the best this year.
All right. Thanks, Sean.